Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Today we're going to head to West Central Minnesota and talk to Super Stock driver Bailey Roche. We're also going to hear from Chad Weirs from Weirs Machine, James Forrest from VP Racing Fuels, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197 for a gift that they will never forget.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with the local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See Bulldog Coatings MN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See AltenburgConstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and we are going to West Central Minnesota and talking Super Stocks with Bailey Roche. And Bailey, growing up in Alexandria, Minnesota, what came first, your love of racing or your love of hockey?
Well, my parents always told me to play sports young, and then I could do the racing later in life. But I was at the racetrack just a few weeks old. I mean, definitely had a love for racing, but I also loved hockey. So if I had to pick one, I couldn't really pick, but I'd definitely say racing was probably my first passion. I just didn't get to do it as soon as I wanted to.
The track in your hometown is legendary. Opening in 1965, it featured sprint cars, the Busch All-Star Late Model Tour, UMP late models with Billy Moyer and Gary Webb, and some epic snowmobile races over the years. What are your earliest memories of Viking Speedway?
Well, I was always a big fan of Jeff Krause, so the Super Stocks were always fun to watch. Back in the day, I mean, they'd always be the ones to put on the show, but I also remember the late models and Jeff Wildung and all of them. It was always fun just to watch that, and we also knew some buddies like the tennis crew and all of them in the mods, so pretty much every class was fun to watch each night in the racing. I mean, nothing beats the high-flying half mile in Alexandria.
Avid Dirt Show fans may remember a few years ago, I had coach and super stock driver Jeff Crouch on the Dirt Show. How did you first meet Jeff, and was it through hockey or helping him out on his race car?
So my dad actually got into racing through Jeff's dad, Larry Crouch. He started pitting for him. They were family friends and all that. And then, Jeff was actually, he held me as a baby and whatnot. And I mean, as soon as I could get down in the pits, I'd be helping him out on his car. I mean, they didn't let me do much, but anytime I could be around him, and then fortunate enough too, I was able to play for him on the Blizzard and now coach with him too as well for the Blizzard and all that.
You started your racing career in karting. This is a great opportunity for parents to test the waters in racing, and it also gives the kids a chance to grow through the racing ranks if that's what they choose to do. Where and when did you start kart racing, and what were the racing opportunities in your area?
I can't remember the exact year, but I started as soon as I could hop in the rookie class. We would race at Westport, and we would race at the Runestone Raceway in Alexandria, and I definitely found it to be an awesome opportunity. I know I love running the bottom in a super stock, and I feel like go-karting helped roll that bottom so much, and I feel like those are some skills that they can't teach you just by hopping in the car. It's definitely nice to know prior to, and I would definitely recommend for parents and whatnot to put kids in go-karts just to help get that experience under their belt. And it's definitely a very cool opportunity, and hopefully we can find more young racers and keep feeding the bigger cars through that program.
Race fans that are students of the game know there are at least two great grooves on the track. Rim riders running the top, and then, like you said, learning to run that bottom, and that really takes throttle control to keep that car down there, not slide up the track, and also get off those corners.
The bottom's definitely my safe space, and I feel that comes through go-karting and whatnot. I've been trying to hop on iRacing and the simulator just to practice the high side a little bit more, and throughout the years, I feel like year three, I started to feel a little bit more comfortable, especially in Alexandria at the half mile. You carry some wicked speeds around the top, and I feel like that's kind of coming in over these years as I get more comfortable behind the wheel.
That is really interesting you mentioned iRacing, because a couple weeks ago I had racing legend, the Hermantown Hammer, Daryl Nelson, modified and late model driver, and he said the most talented young kids right now are coming out of karting or have done a lot of iRacing because they can feel the different setups in a car and what works.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Karting, I mean, was years back for me. I didn't go straight from karting to super stocks. I took a few years off to pursue hockey, but I was fortunate enough to get an iRacing setup, and I feel like even though it's a simulator and a video game, just reading the track and trying things on that can truly transform to the real racetrack, especially throttle control and all that. It's so cool to be able to go during the week and just hop on the PC and be able to kind of practice, since we're not fortunate enough to be able to race every day throughout the week.
Was it complete Coach Jeff influence that you got into the super stock division?
Oh yeah, it definitely played a big part. I mean, he helped us start up. He helped us set up the car so we weren't out in left field. I mean, I was so fortunate to have a brilliant super stock mind there to help me get into it, because my first laps, I mean, the car basically drove itself, whereas we could have been on our own just floundering. And he played a big part in us getting into the super stocks, and it's also an affordable class. I mean, our first car was a 2010 chassis, and we were able to compete, and it's a decent payout as well.
The competition in super stocks in your area is unbelievable. Every time we travel up there, no matter what track, the supers put on an unbelievable show.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I mean, here at Viking Speedway, you never know who's going to win on a nightly basis. The one year, I think we started off with six or seven different guys getting a feature win, and the guys we race around with here, I mean, they're some of the cleanest drivers I've ever raced against, and you can trust going side by side for 10, 15 laps with them. And it's just so much fun too, because there's friendships outside of just on the track. And I mean, we all have our moments on the track where something happens, but at the end of the day, you usually work it out and become buddies at the end of the night.
You look at the Tardy Memorial at Hibbing, 82 superstocks showed up just to make the A main was going to be a challenge right from the start.
Yeah, no, that was an amazing event put on, and Ryan Aho did such a good job there promoting it and whatnot. We were unfortunately not able to get our car back out there for a B-mate or nothing. We had a little incident in the heat race, but it was just so cool seeing. I mean, you look, step out of the trailer, walk behind the car, and all it is super stocks. I mean, I've never seen that many super stocks in one spot. It's just so crazy. It was such a cool event.
You also have the Fastline Superstock Series, which gives drivers the opportunity to race at different tracks and fans a chance to see this great division.
Yeah, Dennis is he's doing a great job with that series and promoting it every year. I mean, you get drivers from everywhere come around. We really only hit it up when it came near us. And, I mean, I loved when they came to the half mile, and it was so fun competing against some of the top guys and seeing all these guys come out to the half mile. But overall, that series keeps Superstock racing alive. I mean, hopefully in the coming years we're able to make more shows and whatnot, but it's such a cool series, and Dennis does a great job with that.
Speaking of other tracks, last year you ran at Redwood Speedway. Thoughts of running Superstocks on Redwood Speedway?
Yeah, we were able to travel to Redwood, and I really liked it. I know they call it a half mile. It's definitely not as banked as Viking Speedway, but I really enjoyed that track, and it could be a cool track to run Superstock full time there. And we'd definitely go there if they ran us more often.
KRA Speedway in Willmar. What amazes me about KRA Speedway is on any given night, you never know who's going to stop in and race against the already talented field of regulars.
Yeah, no, KRA is an awesome speedway. We ran there our rookie year almost full-time, and it's pretty cool having it on a Thursday night. However, it is a little difficult with work schedules and all that. But some of the competition there is crazy, too. You get guys chasing the national points, and then you also get the local boys. And it's pretty cool just seeing the different variety of competition there and all that.
2024, you ended up with 10 wins and ended up 12th in Wissota Superstock national points, ending up in the top five 24 times out of 33 races. That was a great season.
Yeah, we definitely did really good in 2024. We wrecked our previous car at the 100 the year before, and I can't thank Ross Reed enough. He got us in a fresh car, all that. So we came into that year with a brand new car, basically, and came out. And we had some good luck after not having some luck the year before. And it was definitely a fun year to race, and car was able to stay fairly clean. And that also plays a big part in us doing so well that year.
You also have back-to-back Wissota Superstock track championships at Viking Speedway. Is there anything like getting your first track championship that you worked so hard to earn?
Yeah, I mean, it was honestly so surreal. I grew up at Viking Speedway watching all these talented Superstock drivers, the John Steppens, the Krauses, the Host, all of them battling it out, Tim Johnson, and I mean, to be in a company where you're able to get a track championship, that first one really, really was super, super cool. I mean, it wasn't just me as the driver. It was my dad, my mom, everybody who was putting in the work weekly just to get the car ready and to have a good car out there and to be consistent. It was so awesome. And then that second one, it was like the icing on the cake. I mean, you win the track championship the year before, and it's like, everybody's gunning for you and whatnot. It was just very cool to be able to come back out the next year and do it all over again.
It really validates that first championship when you can do it again, because like you said, everybody is watching you then and they're not going to give you anything easy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we race on a weekly basis against Krauss, against Sauer, against Miller, all these guys. I mean, I grew up watching them. They're all fast. They're so respectful, though, too. and whatnot on the track. And I mean, there's many opportunities where I could have gotten taken out by them, or I could have took them out, but there's always that give and take, which is so much better too, just racing with that good group of guys. But it's also, I mean, it means so much being able to top some of those guys for the track championships.
But those guys aren't afraid to pull up right underneath the back of you and definitely let you know they're there.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely times where it can go both ways and whatnot, but it's definitely fun. But at the end of the day, I mean, nobody's out there trying to wreck somebody's stuff.
You started 2026 winning opening night at Fiesta City. When you work all off season and pull that off on opening night, that has to make you feel great looking forward to the rest of the year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We got off to a hot start. We honestly went down there as kind of a test for Viking, just to shake down the car after an off season. And yeah, we were fortunate enough to get a good draw and come out and win opening night. I mean, after all the work you put in all off season, it's definitely cool and fun to go out there and win the first one.
How does Fiesta City differ from the big banks of Viking Speedway?
It's a little bit smaller to start. I mean, as a driver's perspective, it's the biggest thing is the turns come up so fast. On the half mile, it's like you're carrying so much speed, and the straightaways feel like they're double the size of Fiesta City. But I definitely enjoy that track. I mean, I wish we could get down there more often, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's a great track, and I know they do so much work on it, and they've been working on 3 and 4, trying to dial that in, and I appreciate all they do there and all the work they put in.
You also got married last September. How did you meet, and was she a race fan, or is she becoming a race fan?
I got married in September, and we're working on getting her converted to be a full-time race fan. She's definitely learned throughout the racing years. We met through work, and I brought her out when we were dating to the races, and she's not much of a racing girl, so that was a change. But she's getting to know, and she supports it 100%, and it's definitely cool having her around the races and all that.
I think once they start hanging out at the track and start meeting friends of their own, other drivers' wives or girlfriends, and they kind of get their own group, then it becomes a great time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, some of the guys I race against, they're starting to get girlfriends, or some of them do, but we definitely gotta hang out there more often. And unfortunately, at Viking Speedway, it's not like back in the day where everybody stayed till 2 a.m., but hopefully we can start more of that, and that'd be super cool.
Competing in the Wasota 100 at I-94 Speedway, you have to be very well prepared, plus have a little luck on your side to make that A main.
Yeah, absolutely. The Wasota 100 is such a cool experience. I mean, you're going up against the best of the best, and fortunate enough, we've made the show almost every time we've gone. I think we missed it the one time, but we got in a couple years by the lucky draw. I know we wrecked our car the one year at the 100, and Ross Reed stepped up, and he's like, hey, go run my car. And we scrambled, and I actually wrecked that thing. And then fortunately, we were able to get on the lucky draw. But like you said, definitely luck plays into it. But no, I absolutely love racing the Wasota 100. Like I said, it's great competition. Track's awesome, facility's awesome, and it's so fun too because it's only 45 minutes down the road, so that makes it even better.
The speeds that the Superstocks carry at Viking Speedway is unbelievable. You recently flipped it out of the racetrack one night. Talk about that night and what happened there.
Yeah, no, that definitely lives in the back of my mind for sure. I know I get a little gun-shy anytime I get under some guys there now, especially after that. However, at the end of the day, it's racing. Yeah, we went into turn one and two, and I thought I was going to clear them, and something happened above me, and it just clipped the right rear quarter panel and turned me up the hill. And I'm really good buddies with Travis Scott, and he kind of pinballed me, and it just went up and over. And yeah, no, it definitely was not good. It landed right on top of the halo, but we were able to bring it to affordable chassis. They're great to work with. Jordan Hankemeyer, John Hankemeyer, Joel Hankemeyer, they're all so awesome and so great. We brought it down there, and they were able to replace the halo, but I definitely made sure after that to go let Travis know that I was okay and that it wasn't his fault. I mean, there's nothing you can do when a car shoots up the racetrack right in front of you once you got it set in the corner.
I have had so many drivers over the years mention affordable chassis and how they have held up during a crash, and also the amazing tech support and wreck support they provide when you wreck a car.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have zero bad things to say about those guys. They're so awesome. We had that wreck at the 100, and I mean, I was turned sideways and somebody hit me going full speed at I-94 at the end of the front stretch, and that thing did its job. It kept me safe. I mean, at the end of the day, you might have a junk race car, but as long as you have a safe driver. And our rollover, we landed right on top of that halo, and I was completely okay. The car, I mean, we were able to get a hold of them. They were able to fix it, and 2 weeks later, we're running the same car, and they're just so awesome. I mean, Joel Hinkemeyer, if I ever have a question about setup or whatnot, I'm on the phone with him. He's always knowing what to do, helping me out. Parts you need, they always got it. Bumpers, whatever it is, they're just so easy and so awesome to work with.
And you're currently in a points race for that three-peat, and you had a chance to jump in a backup car while yours was being fixed.
Yep, I mean, we rolled it, and like I said, Ross Reed, he's let me drive it before. He was the one who got us into this car we're racing now, and he's been so awesome and so great. It's so cool having somebody in the racing community that the second you wreck your car, I mean, he'll stick his arm out as far as you need just to try to get you behind another car. And yeah, he called me up and offered his car. I know he's taking a couple years off trying to get back in the seat, hopefully next year. But if our car ever, anything happens, he's just right there and has his race ready if I need it, which is so awesome. And I'm so thankful that there's people like him to be out in this racing world.
The super stock division and a great competition makes for great drivers. Plans on possibly a late model in the future?
Unfortunately, I mean, it's probably not in the cards right now. I truly do love super stock racing. However, seeing all the guys making the jump up to late models, it's just so crazy, and it'd be so cool to compete against those guys. It's also tough, though, too. I mean, my favorite track by far is Viking Speedway, growing up watching it, driving it. There's just so much room, and the late models only come to town once a year, maybe twice a year, but it definitely would be truly a dream come true to hop in a late model, though, and race against some of the top-tier competition around this area.
Your favorite super stock track is Viking Speedway. What would be your second choice of tracks to race?
The second choice, definitely I-94. I mean, it's a bugger to start out, but I feel like over the years we've been able to tweak some things on the car and whatnot, and it's definitely, I feel a little bit more comfortable. I mean, the wall's definitely intimidating, and over the years I've had some really good success running right by the wall. And it's just so fun, too. I mean, usually there's two lanes of racing, and that's all you ask for as a driver is just to be able to have a couple lanes of racing, and it's definitely a fun track.
Most memorable win and why?
It was Labor Day 2 years ago. I started 10th in a field and was able to get the win. I feel like any time you pass that many cars, it's a memorable moment. I mean, we've won a bunch from the front row. I mean, nothing against that. A win's a win, but at the end of the day, it's definitely more special to win from deep in the field. And we did it passing some top-tier guys. I mean, Rents, Sauer, Miller, Jordan Hinkemeyer, Kostribas. It's like you race against those guys and starting 10th, it's like you don't think anything of it. And a couple yells played our way, and definitely the most memorable one we've had.
I've also heard from a few drivers, sometimes starting from the front row is a disadvantage because if you stay on the bottom or you stay on the top too long, you don't know which line is coming in, and the guys behind you are trying to catch you, are trying different lines, and when they find it, they go right on by.
Absolutely. No, I 100% agree with that statement. I mean, if you start out in front and jump out in front early, and you might have some guy come flying up on you, you're on an island out there. It's hard to tell what the fast line is. I mean, the top tier guys in Minnesota are probably more likely to read the track, but I mean, we're in year six. I'm starting to figure that out a little bit more, but I mean, it's definitely hard, and it's kind of nerve wracking, especially when you see the nose of somebody. It's like, oh boy, I either got to get down or I got to get up or something. But yeah, it's kind of nice starting like third or fourth sometimes.
It's hard to believe we're already at that time of the season to start thinking about fall specials, and you have some tremendous specials in your area. Whether you want to go up to the Madtown Showdown and run against the Head Keys, or you want to take the top off and go to the Topless Nationals, there's going to be some fun this fall. Will you be out there?
Yeah, I mean, we've always talked about going out. Last year, we were going to go out to the Madtown Showdown, and my wedding fell on that date, so we weren't able to do that. We always talk about going to it. I love racing Madison when I can. Unfortunately, they race the same night as Viking Speedway. But we'll be running the Wasota 100 here coming up, and we'll kind of play it by ear. I mean, if we want to go race, the car's going to be ready. And ultimately, I mean, if my dad gives me the okay, I'd love to go race, and he's the car owner, and he's the boss, so kind of more up to him, but we'd love to try to hit up some of those specials. And I don't know, Ogilvy's tricky for us, so maybe not Ogilvy, but I'd love to get some more experience there. And there's definitely some top-tier fast guys there.
I think that is the time of year to get married, because the last time we were out at the Madtown Showdown, there was a huge wedding party at our hotel, and it just happened to be our anniversary as well, because we have our 40th wedding anniversary coming up September 27th.
Yeah, our anniversary is September 27th as well. Our rule of thumb has always been don't get married during race season, and that's kind of like, it's borderline because it's special season, but it's not during track points, but it's still the time of the year where it can be nice. Unfortunately, last year was super nice and beautiful weather for our wedding, but we're always going to have that anniversary, but hopefully the wife lets me go racing sometimes for these specials that happen on our anniversary weekend.
So you do what we do. Take her out to Eldora for your anniversary, or over to ABC Raceway for their 50th anniversary like we did last year.
That's awesome. I don't know how she'd feel about that. She prefers a beach somewhere nice or warm weather. So kind of that time of month in Minnesota, unfortunately, the weather starts to get a little chillier. And I don't know about going racing when it's cold with her. I'd love it. I mean, as a driver in the scorching hot heat in a suit, it just gets so hot, and the cooler weather definitely is a little bit more comfy in the seat of the car.
Bailey, who helps you out on the car as far as sponsors? I know one of them is Dairy Queen.
We got Burke Construction. He's a good buddy of mine. We got my future brother-in-law. He's going to be joining the family soon. Central Minnesota Concrete Cutting Company. Mark Ritten and Lisa Kompaki, Opportunity Machining. The Friggin Brothers Excavating. They're awesome dudes. Wave Aviation Solutions, Alexandria Aviation, Squeaky Clean Car Wash, Skid Pro Attachments, Eric Gullickson, Joey and Bobby Joe Krause, Council Realty, Vantage Bank, Alexandria, Minnesota, Learfold Property Services, Throttle Run Company Apparel, Chris Estenson. We keep our car at this shop. He's a great guy and always is. Mike and Mary Glazeman, they help out. My grandparents, Affordable Chassis, Adams Automotive Racing Engines, Shocks by Hammer, Robin at Winning Edge Graphics. She did wonders by getting us some graphics after we rolled our car. She's definitely awesome, and she does our graphics every year. Like I said, Ross Reed, he's always there, ready if something happens to our car or get us in a car. My dad, my mom, my sister Bella, and my wife Mallory, and then our pit guy, Jordan Schurmeister. He's the tire guy, and he's done so much to take some of the burden off of me and my dad, and it's awesome to have him. And then the Weinbrenners, they also come out to the races and help us out as far as crew-wise.
Bailey, thank you so much for jumping on and talking about Super Stocks with us here on the Dirt Show. Good luck the rest of the season. Good luck with the hockey team. And thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was so awesome.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocities Inland Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocities German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. The screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocities at 507 351 1-800-231-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
Definition of a race: a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile? Hold together with a big shot of nitrous or last for 30 laps on an oval? If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Midwest Collision. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we mend them.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made: Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show. And I am joined by Chad Weirs from Weirs Machine. And Chad, you've been in business a long time, and you are still doing new things all the time. This year, you took the factory support van filled with tire smashers and select sprint car tools and took a trip to the Knoxville Nationals. What was that experience like?
Yeah, Knoxville, what an unbelievable atmosphere. I would say that from any racetrack I've ever been to, that basically takes the cake atmosphere-wise. Fairbury Speedway in Illinois is probably second. Just takes over the whole town. There's haulers parked in every nook and cranny, people camping in people's yards. Man, what an event. I had been to Knoxville when the Harris Clash was there for the Modifieds, but there was hardly any people there for that compared to the Knoxville Nationals. So it was a really awesome event. Great to go down, and, you know, it's kind of a new market for us, so we're dabbling into the sprint car side of the things with the tools, and it was definitely an awesome trip, and what a marquee establishment that really is.
On the July 18th Dirt Show, I had racer and fellow race product developer Bob Harris on the Dirt Show. What an incredible person and engineering mind.
Yeah, Bob and I, we've been friends now for a long time. He's taught me a lot. Obviously, we work together in a lot of aspects. We do the Bob and Chad podcast every other week on Facebook and basically give out free advice and set up tips. And he's innovated, I don't know how many products with me together, tested I don't know how many products for me. So Bob has been a hell of a mentor for me the last 10 years probably. I think we've been together, and maybe more than that. Maybe it's been 15, but yeah, it's been a really good relationship, and he's a vital part of what we do.
And Chad, congratulations on that. You just recorded episode number 155 of Speed Tips, and you actually provide that for free, whether they're a customer or not. And that's super cool that both of you do that.
Yeah, I mean, we started it as a fluke in 2020 during COVID when we were locked down and couldn't do anything, and everybody was going Facebook Live to talk to their friends and just see how things were going. And Bob was like, hey, why don't we get on there and see what people are up to? I said, well, I'll sit there and talk with you. Sure. You know, we had no idea the kind of worms we were going to open up. And we opened up a big can of worms with people needing advice. And I think the first night we had 300 people watching, and we were just like, oh my God, this is crazy. We had questions nonstop, and I'm pretty sure we went over an hour, and, you know, we got done, and off air we were both kind of like, man, what What did we just create, you know? So yeah, like you said, 155 episodes later in 6 years, basically, and it's amazing, you know, and the people really appreciate it. You know, there's a lot of little tricks and secrets and things that people don't think about all the time, and maintenance, and racing is a tough sport. There's a lot of variables, a lot of moving parts. These cars have to be absolutely perfect to win races, and we try to preach that on our show and help these guys go faster, win races, and have a better car. We just love it, you know, and people keep asking questions, we're going to keep going. If they stop showing up, stop asking questions, it'll probably be over.
And speaking of moving parts, the current book I'm reading is about race car technology. There are four basic types of chassis, and it is how you tune the engine and the suspension that are going to make that race car faster, and that's what you provide with your products.
Yeah, well, it's the constant evolution. Like I said, we're trying to find ways to go faster and win races, and there's so many great engineering minds in the industry, and we have such a large group of talented car builders and crew chiefs and engine builders. It's just, it's awesome. Guys will think of a tool or an idea or want to move a bar here. I need a hole here. It's a lot of fun. I mean, you want to talk about a dream career to be able to make racing products and do it. I absolutely love to do. I mean, from day one, that's all I ever want to do is win races and be a part of it. And making the parts that we make, over 4,000 part numbers for the industry, and being able to make the tools and the parts and things to win the races really is amazing to be a part of it.
You mentioned the constant evolution. Staying ahead of the industry, what may have been the hot setup back in 2022 is now old technology. How do you as a company think ahead?
You're always trying to find that advantage. Like I said, you're always trying to win races, whether the part is lighter or just whatever we can do to get an advantage, to evolve and get better. Like you said, it kind of trends. And I guess it's crazy that I've been in the industry. This company has just turned 29 years old, and there's parts that we made 20 years ago that we just brought back last year into the line because it kind of trended and went away and then it came back. And so that's crazy that we've been through different trends of this being popular and then something else takes over. And then you look back and somebody puts it on and then they win a race and they're like, well, that was pretty good, you know. So we go back to old technology today, you know, and make the part better and lighter and more functional. So it's crazy to see some of them things go out and then come back in. And you're just always looking for that advantage. You know, you're always trying to find a way to win a race. And that's what we strive every day here for.
It's funny you mention that. It's kind of like seeing kids wearing bell bottoms again.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I was in high school, the tight roll in the jeans was the thing. And I've seen people doing that now again. It's crazy.
Right now, you are getting your factory support trailer loaded and ready for Prelude Night, number one on Saturday night, September 5th, for the IMCA Super Nationals. What a mecca of racing that has become.
Man, I look forward to it every year. Boone Speedway, you talk about rich in history and tradition, and the Super Nationals is just an unbelievable event. When you can bring over 1,000 race car drivers to the same facility, and they're from all over the country and even other countries, and all be in the same facility and hang out and provide them a service and sell them parts and fix their parts. And it's just an amazing event. I look forward to it every year. Everybody talks about a 9-day grind and it's dreadful and whatever, but man, I can't wait to get there. I guess maybe I'm too addicted to this industry, but that's my favorite week of the year.
Maintenance day. How important is it to constantly clean and inspect your equipment when you finally do have the right equipment?
Maintenance is key. That's how you win races, and you can walk down the pits, and I can tell just by looking at a car if it's going to be fast. You can see that they don't take care of it, or they do take care of it, you know. So the teams that are winning week in and week out are spending them days in the shop preparing and cleaning and maintaining and doing the things that have to be done to these cars to win. I mean, let's face it, the best a race car is ever going to be is when it's brand new right out of the box. From day one, everything's fading. Springs are fading, axles are fading, the chassis is fatiguing. You have to keep up on your maintenance program. It's vital to win races.
I know one of your favorite times of year is approaching hunting season. Trick Outdoors produces products to make your hunting experience more enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, my kids got me back into hunting after 30 years off building this company, and whenever I do things, I always analyze whatever I'm using, whether it's a part. You know, we were hunting and we had all our junk on the floor, the ground blind, and That's how the 10 shelf was made, and now we sell thousands of them things a year. They're in Shields and Tyson's and Runnings and the big box stores, and it's really cool to see that company come to life just on a few products that I seen a market that needed some trick parts like we do for the racing industry and the hunting side. So it's growing, starting to take off. Like I said, we got in some big box stores, so we're just always looking for new products there too, and it's become a new passion of mine, you know, again, with my kids hunting and having tons of fun. So, yeah, it's cool to be a part of a brand new company and start from scratch, basically.
You also got to hunt in Africa. I've heard the wildlife diversity over there is incredible.
Yeah, I became friends with a guide that comes over to America to sell his hunting safaris, and I just paid him a little money every year to get enough money saved up to go do it, and that was my son's graduation present. It's an absolutely beautiful part of the world, quiet, and the animals are amazing. You're hunting giants. We didn't hunt a giraffe, but there's giraffes and zebras and kudu and elands and oryx, and these are just huge animals, and to walk and stalk hunt on a free range ranch, and it was unbelievable. Just a beautiful part of the world, like I said. Had a great time doing it.
How can listeners find out more about Weir's Machine and all the products available, and also Trick Outdoors?
Yeah, so both websites, weirsmachine.com, has everything for the racing side, and there is links on there to our other brands also. So the Trick Outdoors is trickoutdoors.com, has all the hunting stuff, and on the front of the Weir's site has the links to our other brands too. So we have Trace My Space also, which is a toolbox organizing company where you take a picture of your tools, upload it to the website, and we cut a foam insert to organize your toolbox. So we got a lot of things going on here at headquarters and different brands that we're affiliated with, and it's just a really awesome company to be a part of.
Chad, thanks for all you do. Thanks for everything you provide to the racing industry, and thank you for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Sounds good. Thank you, Clayne. Good to talk to you again.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Arrow Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Arrow Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor is your family-owned club car dealer in Blooming Prairie. If you're considering a new or new-to-you golf cart or utility vehicle, stop and talk to Doug Miner today. With over 20 years in business and extensive product knowledge, we'll help you find the right golf cart or utility vehicle to fit your needs and budget. Whether you're looking to golf or just need a ride around a farm or campground, stop at Miners today to check out your options.
Miners Outdoor,
Major Tough.
Maximize your egg door clearance. Hi, this is Callie at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. Get the full use of the height and width of your current opening every single time, ensuring easy, stress-free passage for your biggest combines and tractors. Choose Minnesota-made, high-quality Powerlift Doors. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by James Forrest from VP Racing Fuels. And James, VP Racing Fuels, a product made and developed right here in America. American made. That has to make you and all involved very proud.
Oh, absolutely, Clayne. And thank you again for having me out. We're very proud to be an American-based company. You know, we produce all of our fuels in Texas and in Tennessee at our newest location and plant. And we also produce most of our motorsports containers right there in Tennessee and are shipped worldwide. So, yes, we're very proud to be an American-based company.
Since 1975, VP Racing Fuel has been developing, formulating, blending, and distributing the best fuel on the planet, and you haven't stopped. You still get input from clients daily that continues that development.
Absolutely. I personally believe that we wouldn't be able to be as good as we are if we didn't have the input working with our engine builders and our racers to constantly improve our products and constantly make more power. And that's what it's all about.
Let's start with the product that started it all, VP Racing Fuel, backed by 50 years of experience. You literally carry fuel for every conceivable type of motorsports racing, from motorcycles, drag racing, circle track, and boats.
Absolutely. We started off in 1975, and basically it was an invention of necessity for drag racing, and that's where we cut our teeth, was on fuel. And we have moved from there. Not only do we do the fuels, but we also have so many other products for the car enthusiast, for the racer, and continually evolving those.
The remote-controlled industry has turned into a $2.3 billion industry, and the industry continues to grow. These guys are serious about their cars, planes, and boats, and you provide specialty fuels formulated and designed just for them.
Absolutely. These guys wrap a lot of money up in these toys, and we have all the blends for the RC people. Nitro 20, Nitro 50s, Nitro 30s. So you can contact Texas. They can ship it directly to you, or you can deal with your regional offices, and they will have some as well.
Another important fuel line is the small engine and outdoor equipment fuels. These are pre-mixed, easy to pour and store. When you need reliable fuel, whether you're in the front yard or 20 miles out in the wilderness.
Absolutely. We've had great success with the small engine fuel lines, from municipalities to just a guy working in the backyard, you know. The premix line is an ethanol-free that you can just pour and run, which eliminates your mess or any problems with ratios or carrying extra fuel, jugs around of whatever. I mean, these come in quarts, gallons, 5 gallons. And for some of the bigger players, like I said, the municipalities, you can get that in the 55-gallon drum as well.
The other thing VP Racing Fuels has done over the past 50 years is build up an extensive dealer network across the U.S. and around the world. We have a great one right here in our area, Milky Oil Company, that delivers all over the region.
They do. Milky Oil is one of my best distributors, and they are a master distributor for us. You can contact them for just virtually anything. They carry all the lines of fuels. They carry the small engine fuels, just basically everything. They've been with us, I'm going to say the better part of 15 years now, Plain. So, yeah, they are a great source for all of your fuel and product needs for VP.
The same technologies used in your fuels has flowed over to VP's line of automotive lubricants, race performance lubricants, power sports lubricants, small engine oils, and performance additives to keep your street vehicles and race haulers in peak condition. They all come with the 50 years of knowledge and development that goes into every bottle.
Oh, absolutely. And we have an extensive line of that. I mean, we have octane boosters, coolants, VP Power Boost fuel treatment, fuel system cleaners, diesel all-in-one additive and conditioners, brake fluids. We do a lot with that. We also have race-ready coolants, high-performance coolants for the enthusiast. Plus, we have a full line of auto detailing sprays and cleaners that are amazing.
A new line of VP merchandise is awesome. You literally carry everything from cool coffee cups and water bottles to die-cast and even outerwear.
Oh, absolutely. You can go on the website and you can go to the apparel tab and you can order all of that direct, from a t-shirt to a hat to a hoodie to, like you said, die-cast cars, just about everything. We have all the cool stuff just to set on the shelf to look at as well as wear.
James, what is the best way to find out more about VP Racing Fuel or for the listeners to find their nearest VP dealer?
You can always go to vpracingfuels.com for all of your needs. You can find out all of the products there, along with not only what we carry, but specifications. Or you can contact the regional offices, and they will guide you to your local dealer and or distributor, like the Milky Oil of the world, to help you out.
James, thanks so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today. You're always a wealth of knowledge, and I always look forward to talking to you.
Plain, thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Hey, Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit ReliancebankMN.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Never know how.
The summer heat is relentless, and your vehicle's battery is taking the hit. Pop the hood and give it a check. If it's time for a replacement, now's the perfect time. Get a $25 prepaid card with the purchase of a AAA battery, or a $20 prepaid card with the purchase of Napa Legend or Napa Legend Premium AGM battery. Send in the reinforcements, because summer is fierce. Offers valid at participating stores through August 31st. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
A farmer knows every inch of his farm. What worked for someone else may not work for you. That's where the Coles Electric Ag Electricians excel. Whether you need wires trenched underground or power to a remote area of your property, the professionals at Coles Electric have the equipment and knowledge to get the job done quickly and correctly. Providing 24-hour emergency service as well. When you're down, it's costing you money. See ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasoning. And Speed, during the summer, and especially during these big summer holiday weekends like the upcoming Labor Day weekend, you want to have extra food for people. Cheesy salsa dip sounds like a great option.
I tell you what, Clay, it is a great option. What I like to do is I'll make a double batch of it up ahead of time and chill it down, and then I just can put it in a pan on a kind of a warm side of the grill and reheat it, or you can just make it from scratch, but it's real easy. You just take a 16-ounce jar of Cookies Premium Salsa, either the mild or the medium. I prefer the medium. It's got a little more of a kick to it, but you can use the mild or medium. And then a 16-ounce block of Velveeta cheese, and then I like to probably two of those cans, 4.5-ounce cans of chopped green chilies, and then a pound of hamburger. And what I do is you brown the hamburger down first, and I add about a teaspoon of flavor enhancer to the hamburger when I'm browning it down, and then drain the juice off, and then just add the jar of Cookies Premium Salsa, and then the block of 16-ounce block of Velveeta cheese to it, and melt that through. And then after that's melted through, then I dump the two cans of chopped green chilies in, which they're optional. Some people don't like them, and you can just leave them out. But I dump them in at the tail end and stir it through. And I'll tell you what, grab yourself some heavy-duty chips or corn chips. And I'll be honest with you, I've already taken this mixture and just put it on a hamburger bun and make a sandwich out of it. But that is really good. And so this recipe and a lot of other ones, just go to cookiesbbq.com, and they'll turn the average cook into a renowned chef overnight. Just tuck it under your pillow, sleep on it, and you're good to go, Clayne.
Kevco drive shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline's Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
For the past 54 years, the Mizgan family has been making an impact on our planet. Hi, this is Jim Mizgan from Mizgan Auto Parts. We started our business back in 1972. Can you imagine what our planet would look like today if we didn't choose to recycle? When you need quality used parts, engines, transmissions, or if you want to recycle an old vehicle or or even a pile of scrap, contact us at Miskin Auto Parts, 507-684-2100. And now, even more than ever, recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.